Welcome in here to week number four of Who's Gonna Win on KJN. Our thanks to Nishna Valley Credit Union and Ag Business Associates for helping us bring you the program each week. It's the usual suspects, Jim Field, Doug Leonard, Matt Molinex, and myself, Chris Parks. We'll pick eight new games here on this week's sheet and let you know how much we don't know about high school football. We'll recap last week and get to our picks right after this.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Well, let's start by taking a look at last week here for you and how things panned out. The first game we had on our sheet was Audubon at Coon Rapids Bayard, or Coon Rapids Bayard at Audubon, and it was Audubon holding home field and winning that one 30-20. We all had that one correct, so we all hit that one on the noggin. Xyra EHK was home to Sydney, and they took care of the Cowboys. 53-18 the final score there. That was a winner for Doug and for Jim. Matt and myself were very wrong on that one. Griswold was home to Riverside. They won it 36-12, and we all had the Tigers, so we all got that one correct. Underwood shuts out Clarinda 28-0, and that was a limb picker there for Jim last week. Everybody else was dead wrong on that one. Kemper Catholic was home to Shenandoah, and the Knights win it 35-20. Kemper Catholic, we all had the sweep there on that one. And we also all had Creston Orient Maxburg at home, and they won a late night affair that was delayed by lightning a couple of times, but they win it over Harlan 70-49, the final in that shootout. We are all correct there. And then also Glenwood lost at home to Carroll 21-12, the final score there in a hard-fought game. That was a winner for Doug and for Jim. Matt and myself were incorrect there. And then Atlantic lost the homecoming heartbreaker in overtime 20-17 to Denison Schleswig, and we were all incorrect on that one. So how things played out last week, it was Jim with the top spot, 7-1 there on his picks, 6-2 for Doug once again for the second week in a row, and then both Matt and myself were 4-4. So overall, we have a new leader as Jim has taken the top spot at 16-8. He's a game ahead of Doug and Matt, who are both at 15-9, and I am bringing up the rear at 13-11. And, of course, our tiebreaker last week, Iowa took Iowa State behind the woodshed and finished them off 42-3, and that was correct for Jim and Matt. And Matt's going to have the edge on the point total as well because he had 58 to Jim's 60, so he was a little bit closer there on that final tally. That's how we played out last week. Let's get into another week here and see if we can figure this out. We've got a couple of eight-man games on the tap here for us to start things off, and they're both in eight-man District 7. The first one is East Mills, home to the Cam Cougars. And since we got a new man on top of the pile, and he also was our best picker last week, I guess Jim gets to start things off here.
I'm going to start with a statement. Matt won week one, Doug won week two, I won week three. Where you been?
Looks like it's my week.
Okay. All right. There you go. We'll see. That's how we play that out. Cam has been rolling up some offense here. Even at 1-2 on the year, they've rolled up some offense. They've got about twice as many yards as East Mills has put on the board this year, and they've scored almost 100 more points in three games than what East Mills has been able to put up so far this year. I still like Cam on the road, and I'm going to take the Cougars.
All right, that's one for Cam here to start it off. Doug, what do you think?
I would agree with Mr. Field. Cam has got their offense rolling. Getting some good play at quarterback, both throwing the ball and rushing the ball from the quarterback position. So they are going on the road, but I'm going to take the Cougars.
All right, that's two for Cam. Matt, what do you think?
Well, I'll keep it across the board there. I'll take the Cougars on the road as well. A couple things there that Jim said, or a couple things that stood out to me. So I think that's enough, especially you're getting into week four here and you're going to start seeing some separation on some of these teams.
Yeah, the last week, East Mills really took it on the chin against a really good Fremont Mills team. And the difference for, I think, their stats being a little bit skewed is they have forced 7 turnovers on the season. So East Mills had a little bit of a shorter field from time to time to work with. They've got a decent running back in Luke Stortenbecker, who's got a couple of touchdowns for them. But, yeah, I do give a little bit of the edge to the team that's got something going through the air. Thomas Hensley's a nice player and both running and throwing the ball for Cam, so I think he'll give them just enough to edge one out, but I think this will probably end up being a fairly close game by the end of the day. So that's a sweep for the Cam Cougars to start it off. We'll pick another 8-man District 7 game, and this one is the Sydney Cowboys trying to lick their wounds from last week against the Xyra EHK, and they are home to another tough team in Fremont Mills. Doug, what do you think?
Well, Sydney's got the home field advantage. They do like to spread the ball around among some different backs, running backs on the ground. But boy, Fremont Mills is looking tough this year. They've only given up 12 points total for the season. They've got a good quarterback in Venata, about 70% completion for passing, and there's a running back that's averaging over 10 yards a carry. So they can throw the ball and run the ball, and I think they're going to continue their win streak.
All right, one for the Knights. Matt?
I'll go with the Knights as well. I was a little surprised at the final score. I thought it'd be a little closer ball game last week, Sydney and Xyra EHK. And so with that said, like Doug said, Fremont Mills is, they're a highly ranked team. They've got a lot of players back this year, and they've looked tough so far in their first 3 ball games.
All right, another one there for FM. And, Doug already mentioned it. Mason Venata's having a really good year at the quarterback spot. 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's also got 3 on the ground. Jaeger Powers and then his brother Parker Powers are both good players running and catching the ball. Sam Phillips, another strong player that's in the mix there. And I like what Sydney does, I think, or what Fremont Mills does. I think the Knights are going to win it. And they've got a nice facility they've got put together down there, too. They've got some upgrades to their press box and stands, and looks nice. I'm going to go with the Knights. Jim?
Yeah, I'm not going to veer off the norm here either. I'm going to stay with Fremont Mills. They've kind of built themselves something down there in 8-man football, where they're kind of the team that everybody hates to look across the field and see that name on the front of the jersey. There's kind of an intimidation factor right out of the gate. But they've had a good stream of solid football players, and they play well together. They've always put together some solid performances. So, yeah, I think Fremont Mills will come out on top.
All right, that's a sweep there for Coach Christensen's Knights. We'll take a break here and come back and talk some 11-man football coming up next here on Who's Going to Win.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Back on Who's Going to Win, let's head into some 11-man football, and we'll start off in Class A District 7 as the Riverside Bulldogs will be back home after their loss last week to Grizzled that we had here on the radio for you, and they will be hosting Nottoway Valley. And Matt gets first crack here at this one.
Okay, well, yeah, a couple of teams looking for their first win tonight, so that's going to be one thing that's going to happen in this ball game is somebody's going to walk out of there with their first victory. With that said, I think I'm going to go with the home team, Riverside. They were able to move the ball last week against a decent Griswold team, scored some points, and I kind of like them over Nottoway Valley this week.
All right, that's one there for the Bulldogs. And, yeah, I saw some flashes from Riverside. They're a team that it's got some good players in spots. They just can never seem to get a full drive together. There's always a mistake that sends them backwards or, you know, a bad play that they lose a few yards on. Their quarterback, Brent Pingraff, went off late in that game, but had another guy, Andrew Shishin, who came in and played pretty good for him. So I think they've got enough to get some wins, I think, here this season, and they're hungry to do it. It's been 23 games. October 18th of 2013, the last time they picked up a win. So I'm going to go with the Bulldogs as well to break the streak, and I'll take Riverside. Jim?
Yeah, I caught some of that game last week, too, that you guys did on KJAN-TV, and you know, they look like they had the ability to do some things. Griswold, even when the offense isn't running the way they'd like it to, they always play good defense. And I thought Riverside did some nice things at times. Nottoway Valley's really struggled. They're averaging 74 yards a game, and they've scored only 6 points all year long. Yikes. You're not going to win many games averaging, what, 2 points a game? It's pretty tough. Riverside, boy, not only would they like to break that losing streak, but how good would it be to break it at home at your new facility? I'm going with the Bulldogs.
All right, another one for Riverside. Doug?
Well, I think I'm going to go out on a limb there, boys. You know, as Matt said, somebody's got to emerge victorious from this game. You know, the thing I look at with Nottoway Valley, definitely struggling on offense, but, you know, they played some pretty good competition. Mount Air, I-35, Truro, and St. Albert. So it's not like they're playing little sisters of the poor. So, you know, I'm going to take the limb pick here.
All right.
Little sisters of the poor gave Nebraska all they could handle one year.
We'll see how it plays out here this week as we got Doug out there on a limb with the Wolverines. All right, next one is a matchup here of two teams that always have tough, strong football programs, and they get the chance to meet up here as Logan Magnolia goes on the road to take on IKM Manning here in Class 1A District 7. This is an interesting matchup. Both teams coming in at 2-1. Logan Magnolia, they like what they're doing there with Colby Morrison at the quarterback spot. He seems to be a pretty consistent player for them. And then they've got a couple of different backs that they can plug in there and try to run the football. Brady Wilson's got 6 touchdowns on the ground. IKM Manning on the other side, they're a pretty similar team. They've just turned the ball over a little bit more, it seems, here so far in the young season compared to Logan Magnolia. They both played some tough competition, so I think you can give them both some credit a little bit there. But Logan Magnolia, that loss turns out to be to what I think is a really good St. Albert team. I like the Panthers' chances to go on the road here and try to snatch one, so I'm going to go with Logan Magnolia. Jim?
Well, I usually like to go with the home team on these kinds of games, but not this time. I'm going to go with Logan Magnolia on the road. I just think they played a little bit better against a pretty decent competition. It's a pretty decent ball game, but I just like the Panthers in these type of games.
All right, 2 for Loma. Doug?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I think the stat that kind of stood out to me was IKM Manning has a tendency to turn the ball over a little bit when they're throwing the ball, only completing about 38% of their passes with 4 interceptions. So, you know, I think turnovers will matter in this game, and I'm going to take the Panthers.
All right, 3 for Loma. Matt, is it a sweep?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and make it a sweep. I'm going to pick the Loma Panthers as well. I think IKM Manning, they've had some really good teams here the past few years. I think they have a little bit of drop-off coming up here. You know, but they're both going to be well-prepared, well-coached teams. But I just think Loma has a little bit better talent out there on the team or out there on the field to get the job done this week.
All right, that's a sweep there for the Logan Magnolia Panthers. Move on here to another Class 1A District 7 game, and this is one between a couple of teams from around the area. HSTW is home to take on ACGC. And Jim, you get first look here at this one.
Yeah, ACGC's had a little rough go of it here to start with the 11-man football here this year, and this isn't the week it's going to right itself. HSTW not only plays pretty well, but they play pretty good defense, and I don't see ACGC breaking out this week on the road like this. So I'm going to take AHSTW.
All right, going with the Vikings. Doug.
That's a lot of initials. A lot of initials. Exactly. I mean, that's 9 initials if I'm counting those up correctly. I don't know. Yeah, ACGC, they try to move the ball on the ground. They've got a couple of running backs that have been able to put up some yards, but boy, HSTW has been tough, as Jim mentioned, on defense, only giving up 6 total points in 3 games. They've got a quarterback that can throw the ball pretty well, and they've got a couple of good running backs, too. So I'm going to take the home team.
All right, another one there for the Vikings. Matt?
I'll go with the home team as well. I like the way they've played the first 3 games, and kind of like Jim said, ACGC, I think the merger coming in and adjusting back up to the 11-man for both those teams just haven't quite picked it up yet. And and this is another tough team that has been traditionally strong in the most recent years.
Yeah, that's a good analysis there. ACGC is struggling. It seems like from what you see at the stats level, well, they've been getting behind in games, and then, of course, they go to the air, and they're just not very successful doing that. They've turned the ball over 8 times with interceptions on the season. So it's a tough team to try to break out against. R.J. Harris is having a really good season throwing the ball for AHSTW here so far, and I like the Vikings as well. Clean sweep there for AHSTW over ACGC. Another Class 1A District 7 contest, and this one has a few initials included in it, too, there for you, Doug. OABCIG is on the road at Tri-Center. What do you think?
Well, this is only 8 versus 9 in the last game. Odebolt Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove. They're also another team that's putting the ball up sometimes, maybe because they're behind. I don't know for sure, but have had 7 interceptions on the year. So, they definitely want to try to keep the ball on the ground. They've got a running back that can that has gotten about 300 yards this year. So, they can move the ball on the ground. I kind of like Tri-Center, though, in terms of their ability to move the ball, both from the quarterback position. They have a couple running backs that have shown the ability to move the ball, too. So I'm going to take Tri-Center at home.
All right, that's one for just the 2 initials. Matt,
yes.
What do you think?
I'm going to go with Tri-Center at home as well. I think they've been playing some pretty decent ball in these first 3 ball games, and the schedule is out there for them to make a little bit of a run here in the next couple weeks.
All right, another one for Tri-Center. The one thing that did get me thinking a little bit is OABCIG's seems like they played some pretty tough competition here to start the season as well. So, it's been a rough go of them to try to get a good foothold on what they're doing. Tri-Center, both teams are really similar as far as the production is gone. They just really haven't put up a whole lot of offense, either one of them, here so far on the young season. I don't know. I guess I like the advantage of the home field, so I'm going to have to stick with Tri-Center here on this one. Jim?
Yeah, and I'm going to go with Tri-Center as well. I just think there's a chance for some momentum building here, and at home, I like them at home.
All right, another one there. And we've got a couple of games left here on our sheet, and we will get those to you in just a moment. We're back in a moment here on Who's Going to Win.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Back on Who's Going to Win as we head to the final 2 picks here for this week number 4. And the first one in both these games actually here in Class 3A District 7. And the first one has the Glenwood Rams trying to bounce back from their loss on the road against the Harlan Cyclones. They're trying to bounce back from their loss. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, this is going to be another, basically, if you look at this game, here's playoff game number one for both of these teams, I think, within this district. With the a team that's going to have two losses, and with the schedule still coming up with some of these other tough teams, you might be that third team sitting out there. So, and we're only taking two this year out of the district. So, they both know that, and that's going to be a part of this game. Glenwood, that Glenwood Carroll game, I think you play that game 10 times and each of them going to win 5. It's just going to depend on the day and the way that game kind of, with the ball bounced here and there. So I think that was a pretty competitive ball game. I think Harlan, I don't know if it was just the given night with the weather and the elements and stuff like that, but they gave Crescent a pretty good go. I was really extremely surprised at the score and as many points it was scored by both teams. But with that said, I think I'm going to go with Glenwood on the road. Harlan's been throwing the ball quite a bit, which coming into the season, Coach Blatt was kind of saying that he was going to go back to his running game, but he's actually throwing the ball, but he has a lot of weapons out there in Rasmussen and Sears, and I think the Schmitz quarterback has evolved a little bit, throwing the ball more than what he thought. So, I think Glenn was just going to have a little bit too much in there. I like their defense better than I like Harlan's defense.
All right, that's one for the Rams, and I am going to stick with you as well. I think that was a really tough, hard-fought game between Glenwood and Carroll last week. Just Glenwood came up a little bit short. Didn't get enough things done, didn't make enough plays. But I think they have the playmakers if they can get the passing game going. Colton Wilwording and Maverick Decker is a good connection, and if those guys can get on a good footing early in the game, Andrew Bloom in there as well, I think they can do it. The hurdle for them is, just like every other team in this area, is getting past the idea of stepping on the field at Merrill Field and winning. You just got to go out there and play your best game and try to pick up the win, and I think maybe this Glenwood team has the character to do it. So I'll go with the Rams. Jim.
Harlan's given up more points this year in 3 games than I think they've some years given up for the entire season.
Yeah.
I mean,
their last game.
Well, they're averaging, their opponents are averaging 45 points a game against them. I don't know, they've played some pretty good competition, but still. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to stop somebody. Glenwood has done a lot better job defensively. And I think they already had that one really good game under their belt, and they came out on top. Harlan had that one really important game early with Creston last week, and, well, they gave up 70 points. Harlan throws the ball around a little bit more, and the early forecast is for rain Friday, so it's not the easiest thing in the world to be tossing that thing around. It gets heavier in the rain. It gets a little tougher. I'm going to take Glenwood on the road. I thought about, if everybody went Glenwood's way, I might go Harlan, because I thought that might be a good limb pick, but I don't see Harlan winning this ball game. And it's tough. You're going to be in fourth place in the district if you lose this game.
Yeah, definitely no playoffs then.
No, you're pretty much out. I mean, you're going to need a lot of help, probably too much, to overcome anything at this point. So this is a huge game early in the season.
Yeah, big one. We've all got the Rams so far. Doug, are you taking that limp?
So was Jim trying to talk me into this?
Yeah,
it's a double secret, Jedi, ninja, I don't know what it was, but it was...
You are your own man. Lord knows you are your own man.
That's true. That is true. The so there are 7 districts, right? And 2 teams per district, 14. And then are there 2 more wild cards?
Is 2 that what wild cards, correct.
And how do they decide those wild cards?
First, it will be if someone wins, or what is it? Is someone comes,
tie.
Yeah, 3-way tie. Whoever did better in their district. Yeah.
Harlan better hope right now it's not based the same way as the youth football program is, points against.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, the defense needs to tighten up there.
Yeah, your first tiebreaker is if there's any
district ties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then from there it goes to the point differential.
Yes.
Which
a lot of other teams have that advantage right now. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Glenwood, I think if not for, as Matt said, there was, they could play 10 times and split at 5 apiece. They also had two interceptions and a fumble versus Carroll. So, they were their own worst enemy in that game, I think, a little bit. They were ahead at one point, I think 12-7. So, I'd like to take Harlan at home, but I think I've got to stick with Glenwood.
All right.
I think Carroll's a good team, and I think they really had the ability to beat them that night, and they self-destructed a little bit, so I'm going to take the Rams.
All right, that's a clean sweep there for Glenwood on the road at Harlan. Moving on to another Class 3A District 7 game. This will be our broadcast game here tonight as Atlantic tries to pick themselves up after a close loss last week in overtime to Denison as they travel on the road to Winterset, another team that's coming off a really close loss last week against ADM. So these are two teams that have kind of had their near misses, it seems like, early on in the season. And it's a little bit tough for me to figure out. I think Winterset maybe so far on the season has a little bit more going offensively. Brad Binshoff is a pretty good tailback for them. He can do some things on the ground. He's kind of a speedster type guy. He's done well in track and hurdles and all that good stuff. They've thrown the ball a little bit when they've needed to, and it's nothing that's going to jump out at you. They've got some pretty good defensive players, too, I think. Atlantic has been trying to shake things up. I like the idea that they're moving kids around to try to see what's going to work best and who fits best where. And they do need to get something more opened up offensively to try to be able to pick up a win. This is tough because I think this is a team that they could beat. They can go on the road and win this game if they kind of get things going offensively. Guess I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and give them a chance here to pick up another win, and I'll take Atlantic here on the road in what will be a pretty tough game, I think. Jim?
Well, and sometimes I think we might be a little too hard on Atlantic. Granted, the offense hasn't really gotten going yet, and there's not a lot of creativity right now, but there's a lot of youth out there and a lot of guys figuring things out. We're undersized at almost every position. Winterset is a place that Atlantic has never played well. Since we started playing Winterset on a fairly regular basis, they came into the district. We have gone over there a couple of times, really being a team that should have won the game and didn't. And I don't know what it is about that. I'm gonna give Atlantic an opportunity here this week. Go on the road, play your best game, continue to play your defense, get that couple extra plays on offense, and maybe you get over the hump and give yourself some opportunity. I'm going to give Atlantic a chance.
All right, that's two for the Trojans. Doug?
Yeah, I think Winterset has had, they may have played a little bit tougher schedule so far this year when you look at their, they are 0-3, but played some decent teams. Atlantic, like how the defense is playing, really shutting teams down, getting some turnovers, scoring sometimes off those turnovers or getting close to scoring. I really like how their kicking game is. Right now, with kicking extra points, field goals has been perfect on the year, I think. Kickoffs have been good. And, we have the ability to really flip the field when the defense or when the offense gets stalled out. We punt the ball. We can really pin some teams deep, and make them march the length of the field, which is a very nice thing to have as a coach. So, I think the defense and will continue to play well, and hopefully we can get some things generated through the air. We had an explosive play last week, 70-yard pass play, and I think we can keep that momentum going, hopefully. And I'm going to take Atlantic on the road.
All right, three for the Trojans. Matt?
I'll take Atlantic as well on the road. And, knowing that this is another opportunity, I think the kids know that they can scratch out a win. Defense, like you guys have said, has been playing extremely well and been able to match up very nicely with the other teams and limit them what they're doing. And, I think Winterset likes to run the ball. So it's going to be kind of a similar game. So it's going to be one up front there on actually both sides of it. But, we'll see what happens. And I think we're just going to pick Atlantic.
All right, so we all go for the Trojans, and we have a very boring program.
Yes, we do.
One different pick on the sheets.
So. Good luck, Doug.
Good luck, Doug. You might have a great week. thanks for tuning in here. Thanks to the folks at Nishna Valley Credit Union and Ag Business Associates. And it's going to wrap up who's going to win. We've got high school football coming at you here with that Atlantic Winterset contest. Join myself and Mike Smith. We'll have the pregame coming up here for you and get kickoff underway a little bit later here tonight than we've had so far this season at 7:30. So tune in for that here on KJN. That wraps up who's going to win for week number 4 here on KJN.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.